Hey, it's Garen here. Inflation keeps rising. There won't be a better time than right now to replace the roof following the storm damage. Let the Shamrock team treat you to a free inspection and we'll replace the damage with the best roof at the best price. One call does it all at shamrockroofer.com.
You're in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Petros Siebel, Josh Byers in for Jed Marshall.
I like Jed Byers.
If we had Jed Byers and we had like the best of both of them, you know, we'd have a solid employee.
Pretty popular name in Denver too, Byers.
Yeah. You going to turn his mic on at some point during the day? Oh, is it on? All right, my bad.
All right, yeah. Who was that? Didn't Byers ruin the party for the Browns?
Ernest Byner. We will get to some bylines as we have no Jed Marshall. We will get to some bylines. Josh Byers. I don't need these.
Too many J names.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of Josh's.
Yes. Apparently, yeah. Joshua was a popular name for kids in about 1992.
Were you named after Josh Gibson?
That's it. You nailed it, Pete.
Well, I wish.
He just doesn't know. Well, he didn't say no.
So, Pete, I'll tell you a little story.
Okay.
So you were just asking how our vacation went, and I was saving this. No one wants to hear somebody's vacation stories all the time, but this one I wanted to save for you. So,
But they do want to see the pictures. They also want mounds of pictures. They want to see that usually.
Well, I've got them, so trust me. So we went to Pearl Harbor. Right, and you were you're asking what we did, and I was telling you about Pearl Harbor, and going out to see the USS Arizona, which is parts of the ships stick up out of the water, oil still dripping from the USS Arizona. So you do the little tour where you go out on the boat and everything, and it's kind of a solemn thing.
Sure it is.
When you head out there, and then we came back. And we went to some of the little museums that they have some more photos and some more items and everything from the Pearl Harbor bombings and everything. And if anyone doesn't know, my daughter is visually impaired. And so she reads Braille. They have a lot of Braille different things for people that are visually impaired. Yeah. We're like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. They even had like a diagram that you can feel how the Arizona is laid perpendicular across the memorial is laid perpendicular across the Arizona and how big the Arizona was compared to the memorial that you're on. It's amazing. They have buoys out in the water that show the front and back of the ship, but still just for her to try to get a feeling for the size of it was great. So she's reading all these plaques. And going through it, and she gets to the first one. She's reading, I shouldn't say all of them, but the first one, she gets to it. She goes, "Dad, there's a typo." I said, "What?" "Well, they misspelled something."
"Oh, great."
"What do you think they misspelled?" "Arizona."
"Arizona."
"The USS Arizona is misspelled in Braille."
"Hmm."
And we go to the next one. She's reading it. She's like, "Dad, it's misspelled here too." And the next one, and the next one, and the next one. The USS Arizona. Now, I bring this up for twofold. One, I'm quite proud that my daughter's the one who caught it.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
But two, also, can you imagine if they misspelled Arizona anywhere else in print? How long it would take to fix that?
Right.
My daughter cannot have been the first person to have figured out that these things are misspelled.
Yeah.
That these plaques are misspelled, but they have not been redone. And we went and told. So it's the forest rangers who's in charge of the memorial. When you get on the boat to go over there, you're on an official U.S. Navy boat, and it's Navy men that drive the boat over. So we went to the rangers, the head part there, and I said, "Hey, by the way, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but it's misspelled." And he's like, "What? Like totally dismissing it." I said, "No, it's misspelled." I said, "Brooke, how's it spelled?" She said, "A-R-I-Z or A-R-I-O-W-O-A is what they have." Now, part of that's because of the contractions that come with Braille. And if you get off by one, you're putting a contraction. An O-W contraction down instead of a Z is what they did. And so you get O-W, you get this messed up spelling. Yeah. Of how it is.
It isn't just off by one letter.
Yeah,
it's off by a series of...
Because it's a contraction that is used in Braille to get it there. And so I'm like, "Listen, she's pretty good." Like,
I see.
"Well, I'm like, no. If she says it, this is it. you need to like take a look at that and see if it's changed. So I don't know who to write. Do you write your congressman in Arizona, the congressman in Hawaii? Who do you tell, like, hey, by the way, your monuments are misspelled?
Probably the Parks Department. It's a national park. Yeah. I mean, it's not a national park, but it's a national
I think it is a national park. I think that's what it is, technically. Yeah. I mean,
you know what, the whole bottom line on this, I feel pretty comfortable in this country if your daughter's leading us.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. I'm 73, and I can pretty well. I've had a good time, but I do look to people like her to make this a better country.
Yeah, we hope.
I really do.
Because we're not getting it done.
But
that's
you know what's
going
to be, you talk about that, what the hell is it going to be when the National Football League goes international and they got to change NFL? Ooh, that's going to be a lot of changing right there.
Yeah, the International Football League. That would be interesting. The IFL. Maybe we should go trademark the IFL.
Oh, by the way,
Toronto's played in the American.
I hate to bring
League
it up, but the NCAA.
Years, so.
That's true.
The NCAA called me.
And?
You and Jason, was he with you?
Yes, over.
They caught you. The NCAA caught you guys with that basketball equipment in the airport over there. They know that you took the ladies over there and you played, and that is against the.
Yeah.
I told you.
No. We did go to the game.
You were briefly
we
on
one game,
television
the family.
For a couple of replays.
I'm trying to get you out of it. But, I mean, they said they got you on film over at the airport. You were lugging basketball.
I took a photo of Tom Crean and sent it to Bob Glauber. And I said, what the hell are you doing over here? And he sent back haunting you.
And he said, why are you so orange?
You're trying to get away from this, aren't
you?
What color are you now? Trying to get away.
Yes, I am.
Because you know you're guilty.
Let's get to some bylines.
Hey, how about some bylines?
Let's
here?
Get to some bylines. And then, of course, here in a minute, we'll open up the phone lines, and you can grab a phone line and stump the chumps at 913-810-810. What do we got, Josh? Give us a couple of good bylines
let's
here.
Let's get into some bylines, why don't we? First one's from Jed. Rest are from me. So, thank you, Jed.
Jed, take a vacation, man.
Former big leaguer Lars Anderson, in his latest piece in The Athletic, talked about his experience using Adderall as a performance-enhancing drug while playing in Japan and how much it improved his on-field performance. Quote, I had boundless amounts of easily controlled energy. All I cared about was baseball in the moment. Win this pitch, then the next one. There was no tomorrow, only the everlasting now. In 2006, MLB began testing for it. So MLB players went legit, got a prescription. By 2013, 10% of the MLB had one.
10%. I've actually heard that number, is that it? Just 10%? I've heard the number of players that have a prescription for Adderall is significantly higher than the national average.
And that was just in 13.
How's it tested?
That was 6 years ago.
It's kind of like, it's kind of, I don't
blood,
know.
Urine, what?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I know testosterone, every player in baseball seemingly had low testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that came around. And so that is one of the big things. We've talked about it before. The amount of, Adderall that is prescribed to players, that's one of the things they use.
I've been tempted just to stay in Japan. Those women are beautiful over there. I just stay over there. So you don't have to be that good either.
Awkward.
You have to be that good.
We know DeAndre Hopkins likes to hype himself up on Twitter. Well, he tweeted after the Patriots game and their win over the Patriots. He said, when you see 10, double him, ! Just generally, not directed at anybody in particular.
Right.
Well, Stephon Gilmore responded to that tweet by saying, bro was only double two snaps all game, and he wants to be loud, LOL.
And what did he have? He did have...
Five catches, 64 yards.
Yeah, the best day he's had against Stephon Gilmore. But it's kind of a... You don't say double him right after you played Stephon Gilmore and didn't have like a monster day. So
now,
when Stephon Gilmore didn't double you, I would walk that back if I were DeAndre Hopkins. That being said, I'd really like having DeAndre Hopkins on my fantasy team.
It is nice.
Yeah, I don't understand young people.
A
bit of a disconnect.
What he said right there, just
25-year-old.
All of a sudden, I went. I mean, I don't care about who. What was the guy's name? The receiver,
DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, he's a great ball player, but as far as listening to him, it's like any other jock. I just go. That's it.
So you love the player interviews, Pete? That's good enough.
I did very few of them.
Good to know.
I didn't want to.
More Stephon Gilmore, with him coming to Kansas City
going to Stephon Gilmore.
In an interview, he was asked if he could play receiver for the New England Patriots. He said, I could do it. I've never done it, but it don't look that hard to me. It's a mindset. Gilmore has 4 interceptions on the year, same amount of catches as first-round pick in Keel Harry.
Generally speaking, if you could play receiver, you'd be playing receiver. You go play DB when you can't play receiver. Now, that being said, if you're going to be 5'10 or 11, you're more likely to be a great corner than you are Odell Beckham Jr.
Right.
The receivers are becoming more and more basketball players, but the 5'11 corner, 6-foot corner is really valuable. But there are traits that are unique to each position. The turning your hips and running is a big part of it.
But
it's nice to know the Patriots are getting back into the trash talk game right when the Chiefs are going, because it usually blows up in your face.
Are you locking this one Sunday? I think you're.
No, it's not a lock.
You know what? I think it is. I think it's a lock.
Chiefs are a lock.
I mean, you're the locked master.
I like the Chiefs of the game, but I don't think it's a lock.
Don't you? Okay.
No, they turn it over. Belichick's.
You haven't announced your lock of the year yet either, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
His stone cold lock of the century
of the week.
One of my favorites from this week. The Rockets are likely to file a grievance and protest the outcome of their game versus the Spurs on Tuesday over James Harden's call on the dunk that went through the hoop and then almost back into the hoop. It was closer to 4 points than it was to 0 points. But this dunk would have given the Rockets a 15-point lead with 7:15 left in the game. Instead, it remained a 13-point lead, and they lost by 2 in double overtime.
How do you have coaches' challenges and you can't get that right?
Yeah, that was brutal.
And then did you see the next night?
The LeBron travel?
LeBron walks like 5 steps, just holding the ball.
The Utah guy's like, hey, official who's 8 feet away. Did you see this? Nothing.
That's why a large, not a large part of the population, but a decent sized portion of the population looks at NBA and goes,
television ratings
like
are down. It's extremely popular with young people.
Oh,
for
you're
sure.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
But the ratings are off. I saw a thing. It's down like 20% on TNT. Now maybe they've just had dog games. I don't know. I watch based on my fantasy team, but
there's some pretty good players now to watch.
There are. They're great.
And
players
even
to
for
watch.
The white guy that's prejudiced, he's got some white players to watch. I mean, you know, there are those people out there. There are
great. I'm not worried about programming for those people.
No.
But the right now, I think is a great moment in basketball. But they are all kind of paired off on a handful of teams.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things. It's like, get your 2 stars on the Rockets, your 2 stars on the Lakers,
Clippers.
You know, you get your 2 stars on the Clippers.
They got one
for sure. How the referees, this just proves, I don't know what it is, when you get to the highest level, you just quit trying? Because I am not impressed with any of the referees.
You think they could be pushing some games, maybe? Like, what's his name?
Donahue.
A couple years ago? Yeah.
Tim Donahue?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They didn't see the LeBron travel.
That guy's like writing books now, and he's famous, and he's soaking it all in.
You should read his book. It's an interesting read. How he did it, how it all worked. I read it.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
Kevin Garnett said in an interview earlier this week that it takes major cojones to play in Boston, inferring that Kyrie Irving left because he did not have major cojones.
Good pacing.
You must have cojones.
Emphasis on the cojones, you know? I guess.
Did Larry Bird have cojones?
I guess he did.
He must have.
I guess he did.
Bob Cousy had cojones. A lot of guys had cojones that played for Celtics.
Everyone who played in Boston.
All right, going over back to the NFL. Antoine Woods, who has been ruled out for tonight's game against the Bears. Well, he was arrested last night in Texas. On his way home from the Cowboys headquarters, he was charged with possession of marijuana as well as tampering with evidence. He tried to put the marijuana in a water bottle. And he had over 2 ounces. He was speeding 77 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. When the arresting officer alleges Woods tried to discard the marijuana, like I said, and then leading to an aforementioned tampering charge. On top of that, Woods, again, had two ounces of marijuana on him. And worst part of it all, he's in a contract year.
If
you're going to...
It's still against federal law, folks. Remember that. The federales will get you if you screw around with weed.
And driving impaired is driving impaired.
And that's really bad.
Something to consider there. And by the way, 2 ounces being put in a water bottle. We go to our expert, Pete Enick. Is that going to somehow make it disappear? Does water make it go away?
It just looks like a strong iced tea.
Yeah, what was this last-minute strategy?
It'll just get you tampering, I guess.
I don't know, but I'd have helped him. I'd have found a better way to do it.
I'll tell you what, and we'll take a break and come back and give you a chance to you got one more?
I got one more. It's more of a nugget, and it's fitting for, and this show loves nuggets. So
who doesn't love nuggets?
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a chumpy's kind of question, but who is the highest scoring three-point, or who's made the most three-point field goals duo NBA team? Can you guess it? Charlotte Hornets.
I'm going to try the Hornets.
I'm going to say the Hornets.
Why did you tell us the answer?
Because I didn't think you were going to get it. So I gave you the team.
Del Curry and somebody else?
Yes, it's Del Curry. What's his name? It's Del Curry and Muggsy Bogues. Good call.
Well, what? No, I mean, is that his dad's name, Del Curry?
Yeah.
He's talking about playing right now.
Oh, playing right now.
The new Splash Bros is your byline.
Couple of things that I took away. Number one, there's a difference between writing for print and writing for broadcasting. And at some point when I say write a script, someone's going to listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's number one. Number two, there is the aspect of, it is an interesting stat because it would have been Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Yeah. I'm sure every year forever. And now with both of those guys being down right now, Thompson for the year probably. It's interesting. So,
did Muggsy Bogues ever hit a three?
Oh yeah, not many, but he hit one. Hell, Dwight Howard hit his ninth or something last night, in like 16 years.
Waste of talent,
boy. Yes,
he would have been a Hall of Famer.
I wonder who the hell the duo is.
Devontae Graham is. I thought he hit nine or something the other night.
Wow, is it Devontae Graham and?
It is our old friend Devontae Graham and Scary Terry Rozier.
Wow. That's interesting. We'll take a break. Open up the phone lines right now. If you want great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, all you got to do is dial the phone, 913-310-810, the phone number. 913-310-810 will give you that great Cajun food. All you got to do is stump the chumps.
Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enick, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, indeed. Your chance to win great Cajun food at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, is right now. 913-310-810. Stump the Chumps.
What was that band?
That is the Lawrence Welk band.
Herb
I don't Alpert. Know. What the hell. How should I know?
Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert.
Oh, it was?
But did you know that he was once a part owner of the Phoenix Suns?
I do now.
You do now.
I do now.
There goes one of my questions. Not really.
913-310-810. We'll give you that great Cajun food to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. 39th at State Line. That's the original. You can also find them out by the Legends Shopping Center, or in the Legends Shopping Center out by the Speedway. And, of course, in Independence, Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Get there tonight for the best Cajun food in town and some great live music, great happy hour, great food at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. We start today with Fred. You're in the program, Fred. Stump the Chumps.
Hey, guys, really like your show.
Thank you, sir.
Trying to get better with the question.
All right, what do you got for us today, buddy?
Since Bill Belichick began coaching the New England Patriots, a quarterback to beat them twice in the same season has happened only 7 times. Can you name the 2 most recent to do it?
Well, I'm stunned. It's happened 7.
That's exactly my reaction. Yeah.
Somebody beating them twice in the same season.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be that high.
And that's with the Pats?
Well,
I think there's a 5-11 season in there that first year where probably about 3 of those 7 reside.
Yeah, probably.
But name the last 2, huh?
You think Manning was involved in that?
Peyton Manning, maybe get him in the regular season and the postseason. That's not bad.
15 or 13, one of those 2 years.
Mark Sanchez really might have, too.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start with Mark Sanchez.
He's number three.
Very good.
Okay, so there's been – so he's the third one back, so there's been two since him?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
My goodness.
Who got them twice? Did Joe Flacco maybe? A regular season and a
– Not in their division, that's for sure. Ooh, just got
that's
one.
Possible. They've beaten them twice in the postseason, so –
So we're going to try Joe Flacco.
That's the most recent to do it, the year he won the Super Bowl.
All right, so one in between Flacco and Sanchez. God, that's about the same time. I mean, who is there? Josh Allen didn't do it. Some Ryan Fitzpatrick one year?
You say Flacco was the most recent?
Yeah.
The year they won the Super Bowl, so it had been before 2012.
Right, and Sanchez was the oldest?
He's the third most recent.
So there's one between
Sanchez. One in between those two.
So that would have had to have been 2010 or 11.
That wasn't Fitzpatrick. Right. He wasn't playing back then.
Was he playing for the Bills about then?
I guess it's possible.
Well, I think that's about when he was with the Bills.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, they had a good one year with them.
I can't think of anybody else.
Feel free to nominate something better if you guys are going to crap on my answer.
Did the Giants get him twice in 11 when they beat him in the
Super Bowl? Oh, maybe Eli?
Would they play him in the regular
season?
Because
they played in 07 and lost.
Yeah.
So they would have played him again in 11.
Did they play in the regular season?
In the regular season, that's right.
It. Yeah. So it might be Eli Manning. Yeah.
All right, so we'll try Eli Manning.
Oh, the year he won the Super Bowl. I thought I had you guys.
Fred, I love that question.
That's
Hang on.
Great question.
I'm going to give you Jazz anyway. That's fantastic.
That's a tough question.
That's a great question. Yeah. I love that question.
Hell yes, you got it.
Gavin. Yeah, that's right. Gavin, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Gavin.
Happy afternoon, guys.
Same to you, my friend. What do you got for us?
All right. The last time the NFL MVP was younger than the Heisman Trophy winner, who were the two players?
I think someone asked me this question last week, and I believe it was Winkie and Marshall Faulk.
Yeah. Winkie was 29 then.
Yeah, we'll go Winkie and Faulk.
You guys are tremendous.
Gavin, thank you. Could we mark that if we could? We'll put that on our holiday greetings. You guys are tremendous, and don't you forget it. 913-3-810-810. Let's go to Bud. Bud, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Bud.
Hi, Chumps.
What do you got for us, my friend?
The last NFL coach to be named Coach of the Year with a losing record.
My goodness.
Would this be like a strike year thing or something where they... God, who would
the Saints?
Probably Hallis.
6-8 or something.
They went from 1-15
Bum Phillips.
To...
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah, do something
eight,
like that.
Yeah, that they improved.
Or maybe
they
even 7-9.
They won 6
games
after
winning
McKay
one.
Or somebody like that. Yeah.
See, the 1-15 Saints, they kind of made a bounce back the next year. They might have been 7-9. So maybe who was the Saints coach in the 80s.
Did they switch to Bum Phillips then that next year?
I think Bum was.
Still in
Who was their
Houston?
Coach? Dan Brocklin? Who was their coach before?
Dick Nolan?
I like the way you're thinking of it being some team that was just atrocious.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
John McKay, maybe?
John McKay, 0-17.
Going from I'm going to say John
12.
McKay, Pete. I know you haven't thought of that yet, but I'm going to go with John McKay.
You know what? That's good, sir. I agree with you.
Did you really say McKay?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
Well, I just figured because the 0-17.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
We'll try John McKay.
It was Jimmy Johnson in 1990.
Oh, well, yeah, he went from 1-15 to 7-9.
You just missed had the wrong 1-15 team.
That's a good one. I like that. All right. How about this? The Chiefs are barreling towards another double-digit win season, right, at 8-4. They figure to win at least 10 games. They only need to go .500. If they do, that would be Andy Reid's sixth double-digit winning season with the Chiefs in 7 years. All of them winners. The other one, he won 9 his second year here in 2014. Cowboys and Bears are going to play tonight on Thursday Night Football. Since 1999, when Andy Reid came into the league and really kind of the end of the Jimmy Johnson and the Jimmy Johnson aftermath were over, how many times have the Dallas Cowboys won double-digit games?
Since Johnson left?
So it's like, no, it's through Johnson and Switzer. And I just took 99 when Andy Reid came.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So since 99, so 20 years, And this would actually be the 21st. They haven't got there yet. But
how many times in that 20-year period
have the Cowboys had double-digit wins? Andy Reid's
counts.
Yeah, Andy Reid's had done it 5. He's on his way to a 6th this year. Cowboys are at 500 this year. How many times?
I'm going to say 2.
If you get within 1 on either side of it, so I'm giving you a 3-number span, I'll give it to you. And I'm going to act like I didn't hear the first guess.
Okay. So Andy's getting 6 with the Chiefs.
In 7 years. In 20 years, how many of the Cowboys done it?
8.
6.
Tough.
6.
Tough.
Weren't you giving me 3 either way, though?
You know what?
Are you a car salesman?
I am giving you jazz, but hold on. I'll give it to you. The holiday season.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That was a tough one. But I just love that. Andy Reid, at the end of this year, will have as many double-digit win seasons with the Chiefs as the Cowboys have had really since the Jimmy Johnson, the aftermath and all that run, since it's kind of just been Jerry Jones' team. Yeah. Chan Gailey won 10 games one time after Barry Switzer was done. And since then, they've only won it 6 times.
There's no gleam on America's team.
No, not right now.
Nope.
All right, let's talk to JP. You're the program, JP. Stump the Chumps.
Okay, that's what I got for you. Since 2010, this is start the beginning of the year, 3 players have scored 80 or more touchdowns. 2 of them have scored 80, and 1 player has scored 83. This is since 2010.
Jason,
the beginning of this year. This year doesn't count on that count.
This year does not count?
No.
So 10 to 18?
18.
Right.
All right. That's not too bad. Larry Fitzgerald, maybe?
Oh, yeah. That's
Adrian Peterson in there? I mean,
but Larry Fitzgerald, I bet that's pretty close.
80 pretty touchdowns. Close. Adrian Peterson, I'm trying to think who has been around.
Does Greg Olson have 80?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, that's not bad.
Who?
Antonio Brown.
Oh, the pig? Yeah.
Yeah. Where do we want to go?
Name it. You've been hot today. Name it.
All right, I'll start with Adrian Peterson.
No.
Wow, okay. What do we got?
Well, what we got, 83, is none other than old Shady McCoy.
Oh, and then, damn.
Antonio Brown has 80, and then the Gonk's got 80.
Wow. Gonk got 80.
Wow.
Gonk's 80 leads the way with
that's impressive.
83.
That's
that
impressive.
Was amazing when I heard it. I believe the other two, but I wouldn't ever get it.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Okay, give us the only players from the same high school team. In other words, they were in the same high school backfield to finish in the top 5 Heisman Trophy voting in the same year.
Ooh, that's tough.
Same high school backfield. That's really tough.
What decade?
Would have been in the 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
What?
Oh, I actually know. To finish in the top 5?
Top 5 Heisman Trophy voting. Yeah.
I know.
Same high school backfield.
Same high school backfield.
One guy played here. That's a hint right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, one of the guys went on to play here in Kansas City.
One of them was disgraced because he had to give a trophy back.
Who's the only guy that's ever had to give his Heisman back?
Gosh, I'm more NFL man, not on the college. I should know that. But
he sits on the set of Fox College Football now.
I'm not a
fan. Beating around
the
bush.
Either.
You're not. Okay.
He's a teammate. He's a teammate of Matt Leinart. You're familiar with him, aren't you? He was a teammate of Matt Leinart.
Cardinal? Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm familiar with Matt Leinart, the Cardinal quarterback.
He was a teammate of Matt Leinart's, he said.
A running back.
Yeah. The other guy was a quarterback and played here.
Corner or quarterback?
Quarter.
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 Back that played here. I don't know. This is pitiful. I'm burning time up, and I'm
You're okay, Jimmy. I appreciate the time. I cannot. You're right. It was pitiful. Yeah.
So I can't confirm.
A lot of hits.
By now, we should have landed at Reggie Bush and Alex Smith, right, who grew up in San Diego, right? Wasn't it San Diego?
I think it was Helix High School in San Diego.
Yeah. Bush, the only one to give the Heisman back. Yeah. Alex Smith finishing top five.
And people in Nebraska say Johnny Rogers took his, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of just took it.
Could be. We'll take a break. Come back. Your chance to win great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. It's right now. Let's stop the chumps.
Can't you see us sitting here? We are a freaking trivia machine. Some of us are fat, some are lean. Why is Pete eating so mean? Oh, might as well stomp, stomp.
Yes, indeed. Peter Yates Enoch with us here, Curtis Siebold. Josh Byers running the operation here on a Stump the Chump Friday. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. We're giving it to you. All you got to do is stump the chumps, man. That's literally all you have to do. If you can do that, we will give you that great Cajun food from Jazz. Let's go to our buddy Dick. You're in the program, Dick. Stump the chumps, my friend.
Yeah, I took this off the Antique Roadshow two nights ago. It was new to me, but I imagine Pete knew it. Who gave up Mickey Mantle's first big league home run?
Who gave it up?
Yes.
Randy Gumpert.
I knew you would know it.
Oh, my God. Is that right?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dick, thank you, buddy. It's
I'm
good
going
to hear
home.
From you.
I'm going home.
Who the hell is Randy Gumpert?
Nobody.
How
just a guy came in and served up a piece of pie, and then Mantle hit it out.
How do you know
Randy
that?
Randy Gumpert,
I'm afraid to even sit next to you now. Like there's some force field coming off you of brilliance. I'm going to get singed.
Randy Gumpert.
Nice work,
God,
Pete.
I knew that name would come in handy someday.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And Randy Gumpert was sitting there going,
taking
going,
up a corner of your mind for 40 years, and now this is it. This is the payday.
Wait
what will the rest of your brain do now? George, you're in the program. Stuff the chumps, George.
Yeah, who did Randy Gumpert pitch for? No, I'm kidding.
Thank you. That was fantastic.
Since the DH rule has been in effect, what pitchers hit the most home runs?
Mad Bum?
73.
74?
Madison Bumgarner?
73 was the first year.
We always think Ken Brett is always a good answer, but Madison Bumgarner has been at it for a while now.
He has, yeah.
And he
how many does Greinke have? He doesn't have
he's
home
more
runs.
Of
he
a
more,
average.
Drive
than, yeah.
The,
yeah. Noah Syndergaard's pretty good, too, isn't he?
Don Robinson was a good enough hitter that he used to pinch hit for people when they were up against it. He actually would.
Did he hit the ball out of the park, though? This is about home runs.
There. I think he did, but I wouldn't go with him. But I'm just thinking names of guys who I know were good hitting pitchers.
You name it.
What do you think?
Brooks Kieschnick. I think Mad Bum's probably a pretty
all
safe
right.
way to go.
We'll try Madison Bumgarner.
Carlos Zambrano.
Oh, wow. Really? Big Z?
Holy smokes, yep. Seriously?
Wow, I didn't see that one coming. Go ahead, Pete.
All-Star Game trivia. Joe DiMaggio has a record in the All-Star Games that'll never, ever, I don't think, ever, ever, ever be broken. What is it? And I say All-Star Games, plural.
Most All-Star Games.
No. What was – he's got a record?
He's got a record of playing in All-Star Games – longevity that'll never be broken.
Oh.
By the mere fact, I'll just tell you, most players play three innings, right?
Yeah. So okay, he's played the most innings?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell? You're going to Jazz. This isn't the best question in the world.
It was a good idea when you started.
Yeah,
it had legs. Hey, George, we'll get you
It
jazz.
Is a pretty damn good
so
record.
Is that what it is? He's played the most innings?
He played from 1936 through 1942 every inning of every All-Star game.
Oh.
Now, I should have rephrased that, but, I mean, that's a hell of a record.
Yeah, what's the longest consecutive innings played in an All-Star
jazz
game? I like that, though.
Yeah.
I did not realize that. He played every – yeah, back in the day,
inning.
The big boys used to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zachary, you're in the program. Stuff the chump, Zachary.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
So the Triple Gold Club is for hockey players who have won the Stanley Cup, a gold medal in the Olympics, and a world championship. My question for you is, who's the most recent NHLer to be in admitted into the Triple Gold Club.
Ovechkin picking it up? Did he? I mean, I would think the Russians are still
good enough to grab it.
Win medals and all that, and then he finally got the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
recently.
This isn't the same year. It's just over a career, right?
Right.
Okay.
Ovechkin's
pretty
all
good.
The Canadian guys. You'd have to think the latest. I mean, Ovechkin won 2 years ago. Who the hell won the Cup last year?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Yeah. So is there somebody
on
the Blues?
Nobody else. St. Louis.
No.
Wouldn't think.
So we'll try Ovechkin.
Yeah.
We'll try Ovechkin.
It was a member from the St. Louis Blues.
Oh. Ooh.
Last year, Jay Bouwmeester rounded it out with his Stanley Cup.
Ooh, wow.
My fault, Siren.
No, it's all right. You can leave now. I'd prefer if you did.
Dude, you got Randy Gumpert, your lifetime status for that one.
All right, I don't have a hockey one, but I got a question related to the Chiefs. We know Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, we're all a favorite of Patrick Mahomes. Tell me, he went number 10 overall. Who's the only player already, right now, there's only one player taking number 10 overall who's thrown for more yards in the NFL than he has, and it's got a local connection.
Picked up.
He went number 10 overall, and he, like I said, has a local connection, and I'll say that he was after the turn of the century. So
he got drafted after the
time? In the 2000s. I'm going to look up real quick what year.
This century.
I'll even tell you what year here in a second.
That's a tough question.
And I will give you one more nugget. Curtis should get this. 2011 draft.
Oof.
If you know anything about Curtis Siebold, he should get this.
Nope. I'm out.
You're out?
He knows nothing about me.
You don't know who Curtis is a fan of in college football?
Is it Chase Daniels?
Did Chase Daniels go number 10 overall in the draft?
Probably not.
No, he didn't. He was not drafted.
Yes.
But who did? Who did?
Trent Green?
I'm going to let you go, Zach Green.
Gung, yeah.
Blaine Gabbert.
Ooh.
Blaine Gabbert.
Hall of Fame.
Most passing yards at number 10. Dan, quickly, you're in the program. Stuff the chumps.
Yep. So let me go. Hey, so Pete, you beat me last week with a Bob Feller Now Kenny question. You can ask Taryn if he can get it. But when Bob Feller's elected to the Hall of Fame, he had one guy and only one guy that's elected through the Baseball Writers Association. Can you name that player?
You mean in addition to him?
Yep, so Bob Feller's elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's one other guy, a legend in baseball with 75% of the vote, that was elected at the same time. Only other player.
Year-wise, Curtis, you got any idea?
No, because 40s. Joe DiMaggio.
We'll try Joe DiMaggio.
Jackie Robinson, 75%.
Okay, Luka Doncic had a 17th straight game with 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists last night for the Mavericks. Who was the last player to have 18? He's got his own
Russell
shoe.
Russell Westbrook.
No! Jordan!
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, NFL. He was the first player to catch 900 passes and the first to have at least one TD catch in 15 straight seasons. Who is he? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.